You're watching Single Process with Joe and Bob, a video series where we bring you the experts to help you navigate going from a we to a me. Our episode today is on whether you can rekindle a dying relationship.
Yeah, this so annoys me. I spent so many years in therapy, and I was waiting for the therapist to call it for me and say what I thought was so obvious, and we didn't. I feel like it was just a big waste of time.
Well, you know, it's worth doing the therapy and finding out, but a good therapist should be able to help you navigate that process and help you figure it out.
We have a good therapist. We have Amanda Craig here, who happens to be a licensed marriage and family therapist, and she runs this great practice that focuses on kids. So I'm going to ask you, hello, Amanda.
Hi.
Hi, Amanda. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
So start with, as a therapist, when a couple walks in your door, can you tell if the relationship is savable or if they should end it?
No, I can't tell. But there's ways we can find
out. Okay, we're done. No.
Okay. But there's ways we can find out if the relationship is dead or dying.
Okay.
Okay, so I always want to know, fundamentally, is there any desire left for the couple?
And when you say desire, does that mean a physical desire, or does it mean a desire because you're afraid that this marriage is going to die and you'll be on your own, so you desire to keep it?
Not that one.
Okay.
It's
not that one. It's the one where somewhere under all the pain and hurt, we still really, really want to be with that person. And there might be a lot of betrayal or rejection or loneliness or anger or resentment. But at the end of the day, we really, really wish that that partner was still there with us.
Yeah. So talk to us about what people are doing when they feel disconnected, because it sounds like a lot of the anger and frustration or behavior, negative behaviors, come from that feeling of disconnection.
Absolutely. So we know of no time or place where community thrived in isolation.
Yeah. Okay, people are meant to be connected.
People are meant to be connected. And when we're not connected, we protest. We want to be close. We want to connect. And when we protest, we typically do one of two things. We'll either reach for our partner, trying to get their attention and trying to get them to connect. Unfortunately, we often do that through nagging, blaming, yelling, hollering.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Guilty. Yeah.
Right? So you're saying that's when that happens, it's really an attempt to connect. It's just one
It's
version
often
of
an
it.
Attempt to connect.
Okay, well, I had the different opposite experience where he withdrew.
Yes. The other thing we'll do is, I don't want to make a bigger mess of this, so I'm going to stay quiet.
Okay.
And hopefully if I stay quiet and I stay at work longer, I go in the other room, I watch TV, I can't make a mess if I'm not saying anything.
Yep. Right. It's just that avoidance of conflict.
Yes.
And avoidance of...
Yeah. But either one, we feel more and more disconnected.
And I've told Joe this, that way I really knew that my marriage was not savable is I felt nothing. Yeah. I didn't feel like
no
connecting
no
or not
desire.
There was no, that's the best
no
way
desire.
To put it. There was no desire.
So Amanda, in our pre-interview, we discussed the fact that every single relationship goes through periods
yes.
of disconnection. I think one's tendency is to feel, if you're disconnected, this is a symptom of the relationship, where maybe it's just a symptom of life.
It is a symptom of life. Kids, mortgages, financials, careers, we're all trying to make sure we're going to make it to the finish line. And it's like war.
Yeah.
And while we're in all that chaos and all the trenches, we do disconnect. So the goal isn't really to stay connected every day, all day with our partner. Mm-hmm. It's more about being able to repair.
So talk about that. Talk about repairing. What are those steps you tell people to do?
So we want to first identify what we're doing in our disconnection, right? Am I nagging and complaining, or am I withdrawing and not being involved? And then we want to get under that. What am I really looking for? And how do I really ask my partner that? Number one. And number two, how do I find empathy for where my partner is?
Right. Understand what they're going through and that we're not
yes.
always in the same place at the same time.
Absolutely.
Right?
And if that's I don't understand true. My partner, he's not going to feel close.
Right.
I want to say that there's a third way of withdrawing, and that's having an affair. Talk about that. I mean, you
yeah.
know, affairs can often be just another way of protesting that you've got no
100%.
Intimacy.
Right? Sometimes people have affairs because they want to get their partner's attention. And they've tried to get that withdrawer's attention many ways. And so now they're pulling another hat out of the trick.
Mm-hmm.
Hat out of the
trick out of the hat.
Trick
yeah,
out of
well,
the
something.
Hat. Right?
Out of
they're
the
turning
hat
a trick
too.
With
right.
a trick out of the hat.
Now, Other times, they are getting that need, right? That closeness and that connection through somebody else.
Yeah.
And they didn't mean to. It wasn't like they set out to do that. But when you have a partner that's not available and doesn't see you and doesn't notice you, and you don't feel like you matter to your partner, and somebody comes along and smiles and gives you positive affirmation and asks about you.
Oh, it's heady. You can see where that one goes very quickly. Of course.
And you do, and you feel connected. And then that attachment starts to build. And you don't even realize it's happening.
So a couple comes to you, they're saying, one person comes to you, typically I'm sure, and says, I think our marriage is in trouble. You got to get the other person in there with them, right?
Ideally. I mean, it's so much better because then we can work on changing that disconnection together. It's really hard for one person to go home and try to be vulnerable.
Yeah.
Right? And try to kind of reach for their partner in a new way if the partner is doing the same thing.
Yeah.
And without some kind of support or education around their disconnection, the partner's probably going to do the same thing.
Yeah, I told you early on that I was frustrated that I spent all this time in couples therapy and it was a wash. And you said, maybe not. Maybe it gave you that clarity and closure, right?
Yeah.
You think it's always worth trying?
Absolutely. Because here's the thing. If you don't try, maybe that relationship ends up dissolving anyway. But now you know for next time what your tendencies are in relationships, how you feel and how you behave when you feel disconnected, what that brings up for you.
So I want you to end us on a very positive note here. I want you to tell me that there are great stories of people who have rekindled their relationship and gone on after infidelity or just great disconnection to greater strength.
People do. When you go to your partner and you can honestly say, I am hurting, I miss you, I want to be close to you, and your partner reaches for you and says, I want that too, and that new cycle develops, and it's not overnight, and we do have repairs that we have to make along the way, but when we can meet each other in that more vulnerable space and share those feelings in safety, we do reconnect, and you know, it's better than it was at the beginning.
That's so interesting. And I'll say, you know, we are big fans of staying in a marriage. We do this series on divorce because it's such a traumatic experience.
Yeah.
But there's nothing better than rekindling something with someone you've already built a life with.
And Absolutely. A history with. And kids with.
And kids with. It just, yeah. You're not going to, this person's going to be in your life. So I do believe in this. I was just frustrated with my inability to rekindle. Yeah. But I think it's so valuable. And you're such a great therapist. Thank you so
Thank
much
you.
For being here.
Thank you, Amanda.
So for more tips on rekindling your relationship and keeping it alive, check out thesingleprocess.com.